The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Respite. This concept refers to a short period of rest or relief from something difficult or unpleasant, or a pause from exertion. A couple of real-world examples of this include, if you're cramming for exams, take an occasional walk to give yourself a respite from the intense study. You may be providing care for someone elderly or who is dealing with health issues. This is not an easy task, and there will come a time when you will need a time of respite. You may be preparing a devotional to share, diligently searching for just the right verses. Take some quiet time to invest in God's presence, to step away from circumstances that would distract you. Respite. To help us get a better understanding of this practice, God has provided many, many examples in Scripture. Here are just a few to consider. Exodus 33. The Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." Joshua 1. Remember what Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. The Lord your God is giving you a place of rest. He has given you this land. 1 Chronicles 22. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies around about. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days." Matthew 11. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Christ said to the disciples also, John 14, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Judges 6. "And Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and named it Yahweh Shalom," which means, "The Lord is peace." Exodus 8. "And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto Jehovah concerning the frogs which he had brought upon Pharaoh. And Jehovah did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courts, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and hearkened not unto them as Jehovah had spoken." 1 Samuel 11. "The elders of Jabesh said to Nahash the Ammonite, 'Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers through all the territory of Israel. Then, if there is no one to save us, we will give ourselves up to you.'" May God give us all wisdom that, as we see the need, we will take the time for respite. Watch for symptoms of stress, overwork, anxiety, or you see that you're not getting good sleep, or maybe even getting depressed. Understand that we all need a period of rest or relief, quiet time, a pause from exertion, shalom, God's peace, time for respite. When you see the need for respite, let God's promises give you hope and His peace in the midst of the storms of this life, as the Apostle Paul said to believers at Philippi in Philippians 4. "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen."
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.